Module number 6, the first bike ride.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. Can you remember the first time you ever rode a bike? John Cotri has discovered a couple of indispensable rules for telling the story of that adventure. Cotri's a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
I just remembered going around the block and that it looked entirely different than it had ever looked before. It was like this big wide world was out there and I was loose in it. Yeah, it was exhilarating.
I wouldn't call my first bike ride exhilarating. Chicago, the late 40s, out in the street in front of my apartment. Kind of a gray day, I think. Maybe March, maybe November. I'd like to think the bike was a boy's bike, but it was probably my sister's old Schwinn. At least it was big, 26-inch wheels, not any of the little stuff you see around today. And no training wheels either. Back then, no one on our block had even heard of training wheels. My dad was with me. He held the bike. I got on. He told me to start pedaling, and I did. I must have gone 10 or 15 feet before I wobbled and stepped off. And that's it, the end of the memory. I don't remember anything before the launch or anything after. I don't know if I tried again or cashed in my chips and went home, but I've always remembered those 10 or 15 feet. Over the years of recording life stories, I've discovered that many people, young and old, have distinct memories of their first bike ride.
I wasn't scared because I thought my mom was holding on to the back of it until I looked back, and then all of a sudden I got nervous, and there was the car right in front of me, and I crashed.
Now, there's a real first bike ride story. You could walk into a saloon for 9-year-olds with that story and get some respect. And yet the first time this young man told me the story, there was no crash. Only after he thought about it for a while and told me the story a second time did he run into the parked car. He understood rule number one for a good first bike ride story. Get a crash. Rule number two is one I should have learned. Make it a boy's bike.
I didn't know the difference between a girl's bike, so I had my sister's old bike, and I kept on riding that, and I didn't know anything about girl's bike and boy's bike. Then my friend told me, "You're riding a girl's bike." I'm like, "I am? What's the difference? The girl's bike has a little squealy bar, and the boy's doesn't. It's straight." Then I told my father, and said, "How did you figure out?" And I go, "My friend told me, I want a new one. I want a boy's bike, and I got a boy's bike."
Rule number two applies even if you're a girl. For one thing, the extra bar in the middle of a boy's bike will make the crash in your story more credible. For another, there just seems to be more prestige attached to a boy's bike.
I remember being out there with Dad and having the training wheels and taking off the training wheels and going across first the grass in my backyard and riding around the block on this little green bike that had been my brother's. And of course, my big brother knew how to ride a bike, and, you know, I was riding his old bike and that sort of thing, the family affair.
Every now and then, one of these stories is like a miniature life story. Take the parent that's present in most of the memories. Does the parent say, "You're on your own now, kid"? Does the parent push, even cause you to crash? Or does the parent let go and then run alongside supportively? How were your parents in your life? As far as the bike itself goes, I've heard it both ways. It was a rusty old hand-me-down, just like everything else I got. Or it was a valued possession that was my older brother's at the beginning of the ride and mine at the end, an inheritance I had earned. If your first ride came as an adult on a bicycle built for two, its memory could symbolize a whole life together.
And I said, "I can't ride." And he said, "That's all right. You sit on. I'll take care of the working end of it." So we went down Getty's Hill, Lickety Split, and it was fun.
And no matter what our memories come to mean as we grow old, it'll always be fun to look back on the first time.
Yes, there's a very vivid picture in my mind, and I remember it was a little red bike, and it was in the morning, and the sun was shining, and it was right in front of our house, and my father came out with me, and he was going to teach me how to ride without training wheels.
And I said, "Dad, can I try in the parking lot, and he said it's easier to ride on the grass. And I said, well, can I just try once? And he said, okay.
So I got on the bike and I started pedaling, and she pushed me.
And was running behind me while I was pedaling, and he was holding on the back, and then he just let go, and I just kept pedaling.
And then I turned around, and he wasn't there because he had stopped pushing me, and I went, Dad.
And the force of gravity carrying me down the hill, and I remember trying to steer around trees and maintain my balance.
I didn't take into account that there was a huge sand pit just a few feet below where the grassy slope was, and it took me no time at all to reach the sand pit.
And my hands just wouldn't move for some reason. I mean, it was like they were just permanently stuck there.
And I must have gone, I don't know, a good 10, 15 feet before I fell.
I didn't get hurt, though.
Come to think of it, it must have been a boy's bike.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotry, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan.